original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station. Favorite talk station.
You're listening to Keen Trends with Dave and Friends. With your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
My in-studio friend today is the beautiful Ariana.
How's it going, guys?
On my show, we're going to talk about teen problems, dreams, fears, relationships, and anything that you as listeners want to talk about. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I'd like to start out the show talking about dreams. I find dreams to be one of the most interesting aspects of the human experience. If you guys like to call in and talk about a weird, powerful, interesting, or even a crazy dream, please feel free to call in live at 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. If you guys call in, talk about dreams, we can analyze it for you. We can talk to you about it. And if you just want to share a dream, please feel free. We're also going to be talking about your personal beliefs regarding the universe and the spiritual aspect of life. We're kind of drifting away from the regular topic on the specific show. Usually we talk about relationship problems or, guy problems, girl problems, parent problems.
Self problems.
Self issues. Hell yeah, self issues. Today we're going to, we're going to kind of leave the talk and kind of go to something outer,
that we don't normally talk about.
True, very true. We're also going to give you an on-air test. It's called the cake test, which was created by therapists to help you find out about your personality. Cakes. And if we also have time, we're going to answer a couple questions that listeners had sent me via email. By the way, if you guys have any questions or comments, you may write me at my email, which is dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514 at AOL.com. Once again, it's dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514 at AOL.com. So I'll read your guys' questions and help you with your problems here at LA Talk Radio. You guys are on the air with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. And here we go. All right, dreams. Ariana, tell me about some wild dreams you've had.
All right, well, let's see. A few times I've actually had dreams that turn out to be psychic, I guess you could say.
Really?
Yeah, like they come true.
Really?
I'll give you an example. So there was this guy, he was just a friend. I hadn't talked to him in over a year. And all of a sudden one night I have a dream about him. And he was driving in his car. I was in the back seat with a friend, and we were turning onto my street, and the car flips over, and we get into an accident. That's all I kind of remember. I just remember it was scary. I was frightened. It was bad. And the next day, so I wake up kind of, like, befuddled.
If that's right, the word. Right, and, of course.
And he calls me later that afternoon, and I was like, oh, what a coincidence. Hey, how are you doing? He's like, hey, let's hang out later today. I was like, okay, cool. He calls me a few hours later. And he's like, hey, listen, I can't get together today. I got into a car crash.
What?
I was like,
that's ridiculous.
Oh, really? That's kind of scary. And apparently, I've heard that having dreams about cars, it's kind of a sign or a warning to change your direction in life, where you're going, where you're headed.
Yeah.
And before a disaster strikes. So my dream was a little bit too late for that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
He was okay. Everything was fine, but it was...
That's ridiculous. Do you think that possibly, like, along with, you know, just it being a dream, it could also have been, like, you know, possibly because you were at a certain stage in your life where you were open to just, like, the universe, and then you possibly just, like, caught on to, like, that certain vibration in the universe that could have created that?
Could be.
And you could have thought?
It might have been. It was a year or two ago. I don't really remember where I was at that stage in my life. I didn't really know anything about the universe. I wasn't into any of that yet. But I guess it could signify, like, the beginning of that, because shortly after I did start to, like, believe more about, I started to, like, open myself up and understand what myself was all about and the universe and just kind of open to new ideas that I had never really explored before.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool.
Thanks.
That's actually very cool. I find that quite interesting, though, that, you know, you're a psychic.
Not necessarily.
You know?
But.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I totally believe in, you know, different aspects of, like, where dreams come from. Like, yes, I truly believe that dreams do come from the subconscious, but along with that, I believe that the dream state is a different plane. I believe that your body lies on, you know, this earth, but when you dream, your spirit and, like, your mind and kind of, like, your true being kind of goes onto a different plane, onto a subconscious plane, which also could tie in with, like, universal, like, things, like, kind of, like, messages.
Kind of latches,
like,
on to something little that
exactly.
is out there. Yeah.
Exactly. Because, you know, if you open yourself up, especially when you're in the dream state, if you open yourself up to different ideas, different ways of thinking, you know, possibly, you know, go by instinct, then the universe will kind of tie in and give you little messages. And if you connect with, like, a certain vibration, then, you know,
it latches on.
Yeah.
When you're dreaming, you're not, you don't have any worries. You're not thinking about anything. You're just kind of going. And therefore, you're in an open state of mind. So you're open to new things and
new ideas.
You know,
there you
go.
Perfect. Yeah. Touche. You understand. For me, dreams, I've had a lot of weird dreams, per se.
Really?
It always turns out that I can't remember my dreams, though.
Apparently, if you wake up for, like, a split second during the night, you forget your dream.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure why.
That is
odd. I don't
know
what that is, but, yeah.
That's really odd. A couple dreams I do specifically remember. This dream I had when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. I don't even know why I still remember this dream. I shouldn't remember this dream. I was 8 years old, and I'm lying in my bed, and I start to dream, and I remember my dream. My dad and I, we're in the jungle. We're dressed up in form, like, super jungle gear. You know, we have, like, the little Tarzan hat thing, but not the hat that Tarzan wears, the hat that, like, the old guy, I think Jane's dad, wears. I don't know, one of those funky, like, explorer hats. And we're in, like, the whole brown suit and all, and we're in the jungle exploring, and then out of nowhere my dad gets eaten by a snake.
Like, eaten, like, full on,
like just like eaten, like, this big snake just comes out from, like, a tree and just, like, whoop. Eat, chomp, food.
Was that the end of the dream?
That was the end of the dream, and I woke up. I'm just like, what? I know. I actually woke up, and I was, like, I was quite distraught. I was, like, a little sad.
Were you disturbed by it?
I was.
I do know that. I don't really know how to analyze that. Not gonna lie. I do know that snakes.
Yeah.
Apparently, represent some type of, like, temptation or betrayal.
Mm.
So I don't know if you maybe
Dad, you betrayed me.
Maybe no, your dad kidding. Stole your fire truck toy, like, the day before, and so you were mad at him for that reason.
That's really funny. Do you know? Oh yes, actually, you are very correct. Snakes can symbolize temptation or even betrayal. A snake biting you indicates the betrayal of a friend or an enemy.
There you go.
Touche, Ariana.
Hey, thanks. I know my stuff.
yeah, that possibly. I'm trying to think back. I don't think my dad really did anything to piss me off.
As a child, you're very kids are kind of like a blank canvas, okay?
Okay, okay. I agree.
Okay. And as you get older, you start to mold in with your surroundings, and sometimes your surroundings can shape you. Normally, they shape you because you're totally open as a kid. You've got nothing, and you can splatter all kinds of different colors on it on you, and that's your experience, and then eventually it builds you up to become your own person, and you got a little happy face on. But as a child, I'm sure that maybe, like, it was probably something little. Like, you probably had, like, a little tiny argument with your dad.
Probably.
And as a kid, you didn't know what to think of it.
Yeah. I will agree with that.
I could be totally wrong.
Just let all you listeners know, if you guys would like a dream analyzed, you may call us here at 323-203-0815. Call in, talk about your dreams. We can analyze them for you. We can help you analyze. We can't. Yeah, you know, we can dissect your dream. Yeah, there you go. Just let you listeners know, if you have recently or any time in your life had a dream with running, such a dream might indicate your need to escape from a situation. If you are being chased, pay attention. The pursuer might be a part of yourself that you avoid seeing. Dream of being unable to run indicates a lack of self-confidence. More direct analysis of chase dreams is the fear of being attacked. That's for running. Teeth, if you guys have, like, for example, losing teeth, symbolizes the fear of getting old or the anxiety about your appearance and how others perceive you.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Have you ever had...
Teeth dream. Not that I can remember.
Yeah, my mom asked me that earlier today. She's really? Like, did you ever... I was like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe we're not old enough for that.
It also symbolizes change in one's way of thinking. Teeth also symbolizes money. This theory is based on the Tooth Fairy story that told children that loses teeth. Because, you know, guys, when you lose a tooth, you put it under money. The pillow, you get money. Apparently. I have to tell you guys a funny story, by the way, about the Tooth Fairy. getting off topic, but it's fine. So I'm, let's see, probably 10 years old. Yes, at 10 years old, I did believe in the Tooth Fairy. I don't know whether I still do or not. But at 10 years old, I did indeed believe in the Tooth Fairy. Now, at the time, I think I'd lost one of my back teeth, so it was like a big deal. You know, it was like a big tooth. So I put it in a little bag, put it under the pillow, and I wake up the next morning. I reach under my pillow, and there's a $100 bill. Yeah, $100 bill.
Really?
So I take the $100 bill. And my parents are already awake. They're, I think, watching TV in the living room. I come in, I'm like, guys, the Tooth Fairy came. And my dad's like, oh yeah, Dave, what did he bring you? I'm like, $100. The look on my dad's face just drops. It just goes, you just see like this completely blank stare. And he's like, oh, Dave, wow. Literally, you know, and at the time I was like, oh, dad must be so happy that like I got $100 from the Tooth Fairy. But in reality, you know, years later looking back on it, I can just see my dad like, are you serious? Did I actually put $100 under his pillow for a tooth?
Like, did he let you keep it?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be like, oh, the Tooth Fairy's me. Yeah. David, I talked to the Tooth Fairy. He wants his $100 back, but here's 10. No.
You got 10 bucks for a tooth.
What?
You would get 10 bucks for a tooth?
No, Mom, how much money would you put in?
10 bucks? What? You should talk to my mom. Okay. I got a dollar.
What?
Yeah.
Your mom's cheap. No, I'm just kidding.
No. A dollar was like a big deal for me. Well, it wasn't at first, but then my brother convinced me that it was.
No. Dude, that's good. No, you know, the value. Your mom was trying to teach you the value of a dollar.
It worked. Now I can buy ice cream.
No. That's funny, though. Also, water, if you have water in a dream, water represents the unconscious self. Calm water is usually a sign of fortune. Rough waters alert you to reconsider your actions. If you dream of deep water, it might indicate that you are afraid of emotional involvement in a relationship. If you are drowning, this might be a warning or a sign that you need more spiritual examination. If you see a reflection in water, your subconscious may be trying to draw your attention on an aspect of yourself.
Have you ever had a dream with water, David?
Have I had a dream with water? Let me think. I probably have. I've had a lot of odd dreams. I can't recall specifically one right now with a dream of water. Huh. No, I can't remember at all. Hmm. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I think it was last year, I believe. I was involved in a school play, but it was like a summer program, so that took up like the first half of my summer. And I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was kind of like tedious and with people, and it was a hard process because it was during the summer and it was student run, so not a lot of the kids wanted to listen to the students. And so it was kind of a hard process, but eventually it was over. And I had a dream right around the time that it ended. And first I was in the play, and then I was all of a sudden on the beach, and then all of a sudden I was flying over water. And
no way.
Oh yeah, wait.
So let's see. Wait. Let me analyze this. We have two here. We have flying
and water.
Flying and water. Right now, the flying. Flying indicates a need for freedom or search for love.
Freedom from the play.
Fortune or a place in life and generally symbolizes your strong mind and will. Flying in dreams is usually a good omen of overcoming obstacles and finding happiness.
Huh.
If you are flying with ease and enjoying the landscape below, were you doing that?
Yeah, I was absolutely ecstatic.
Then it suggests that you are on top of a situation.
Oh, I got things under Touché. Control.
Difficulties in flight may indicate lack of control. If you feel fear when you are flying, it suggests that you are afraid of challenges and success.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Go on.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I think a friend of mine, I can't remember who, was like leading me. As I was flying. I was laying back totally like motionless, but just flying so fast. And I could feel the breeze, and I saw a dolphin in the water.
No way.
I don't know if dolphins mean anything.
Animals.
But I saw dolphins.
Let's go to animals.
Oh.
By the way, just to let all you listeners know, I have a... I think I told you earlier in the show, we have a dream analysis that psychologists, different psychologists wrote up and put online for us.
I think it's very true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. There are studies that different psychologists and psychiatrists have done. Then they do it on the brain and on dreams and on the subconscious mind. Right. And then they, put it online. So people can analyze their dreams. let's see. Animals. To see an animal in your dream represents your own physical characteristic, primitive desires, and sexual nature. Depending on the qualities of the particular animal. Animals symbolize the untamed and uncivilized aspects of your life. Thus, to dream that you are fighting with an animal signifies a hidden part of yourself that you are trying to reject and push back into your subconscious.
Nope, wasn't fighting.
Refer to the specific animal in your dream. To dream the animal... Did your animal talk, by chance?
No, it didn't talk. Wish it did. It was just a dolphin in the water. I remember seeing it.
To see lab animals in your... No. No, there's really nothing about a dolphin in there.
Okay. Well, it goes with the whole freedom thing.
No, it completely does.
No, part of myself.
And dolphins are...
Flying away.
Dolphins are intelligent animals.
Oh, they're very intelligent.
And...
They've always got a smile on. Some type of... code that they're it's always funny. Happy.
You always have a smile on as well. So that could be like projecting. So go on. Go on with your...
That's it. That's it.
Sounds like a really fun dream.
Oh, it was great. I woke up the next morning like, oh, I have to tell somebody about this.
That's really
cool.
Wake
up on the wrong side of the bed. It was like the total right side of the bed.
Yeah, yeah. That's totally cool. I've had a couple flying dreams. One that I will always specifically remember. So my dream starts out where I'm outside of my house. I have like this hill that like my house is at the bottom of a hill and then the hill goes up, and I start at the top of the hill and then I start running down the hill and then I just jump and take off and I start flying. So I'm flying all around my neighborhood and I go up, and I literally... I've had this dream about 3 or 4 times. Every single time I have this dream, it feels as if I'm literally flying. Like I can seriously feel the breeze, pass like over my body and under my body, and it's one of those, you know, those dreams that are just so realistic that you're just like,
yeah.
One of those. So I run down the hill, I take off, and I'm flying. I go up, and I go all the way up to like the very top of these trees, and the feeling I have is literally complete 100% utter freedom and disconnect from everything. But like not in like a depressing way, not like in like a lonely way, but more complete bliss.
Is the area that you're flying over, like the trees, the hills, is it still in close proximity with your house?
Oh yeah, it's like right by my house. Like I'm flying throughout my neighborhood, and then,
so you never went like too far?
No.
Okay.
But I would go up, and then I'd like go to the very top of these trees, and then I would just like go, I'd go all the way up, then I'd come straight down head first, and then when I'd get really, really, really close to the ground, I'd just like pull up, and then I'd just like skim right over the ground. And I don't know. It's effortless. Wow. And it was amazing.
The pulling up close to the ground, almost hitting it, but then pulling yourself up could represent like a feeling of you have control.
Yeah, I would completely agree, because I was gonna say, when I do drop to the floor, I don't have any fear. I never have a fear of, oh, what if I scrape myself? You know, or like, or what if I, you know, accidentally dive headfirst into the asphalt? Like, that never even hits my mind. It's literally pure instinct, just like, go down, I want to have fun, and just like skim the floor. A couple times in my dream, though, I like sometimes little things change in the dream.
Really?
Yeah, I've scraped myself once.
Really?
But I wasn't sad. I wasn't mad about it. I wasn't sad. It didn't even hurt. It just happened. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna keep flying.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's definitely good. That's like a obstacle, but you overcame it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's funny.
Be like a search for, like a longing for a power that you have inside yourself, and you're flying to find it.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you only were flying in your neighborhood. You didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, I find that a bit interesting as well. Possibly, and this was... If I were to analyze this, I would possibly say that I have, I'm just getting my comfort zone, you know?
Yeah.
This is the place that I live.
Yeah.
I'm finally settling into, like, my comfortable, like, all right, I'm free here, you know?
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And you were young, right?
Yeah.
So just getting used to it. Okay.
Just, yeah, you know. But, that's what I would say.
And it's one of those, like, real feeling dreams.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Just to let you guys know, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm Dave Cohen. My co-host today is Ariana.
Hello.
If you want to email me, you can find me at dcsboarding514@aol.com. Once again, dcsboarding514@aol.com. Actually, guys, looks like we have a call.
Oh, really?
Indeed.
Sweet.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Anybody there?
Hi, is this Dave?
This is indeed Dave.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. You are on the air with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who is this?
Hi. Hi. My name's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, I'm sorry. Your connection is a little wobbly. Do you mind possibly trying to find a place with a little bit more service?
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Thanks, Kathy.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yeah.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm good. I have a question about a dream that I had a while ago.
All right.
Okay, it was really scary because I was walking with a bunch of friends. We were hiking. We like to hike a lot.
Is this your dream?
Yes.
Okay.
And there was like four of my friends, and we were hiking up into the mountains.
Okay.
And it was really pretty at first, but it was really beautiful. We were all walking around and seeing trees and laughing and having a good time. And then all of a sudden, I lost, everybody. I was totally lost. I didn't see it. I couldn't find my friends. I didn't know where I was, and it scared me so much.
Are you still on the
hill? So you're having a wonderful time, and then all of a sudden, your friends just disappear.
Right.
Okay.
And I got this horrible, scared feeling of being lost. Completely, like, I didn't know where I was, and I didn't know where my friends were.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
Was it nighttime?
Hmm?
Was it nighttime or daytime?
It was daytime.
It was daytime. Okay. Would you like me to analyze the friends aspect for you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
To see your friends in a dream signifies parts of your personality that you have rejected, but are ready to integrate these into yourself. Additionally, the symbol is about, of happy things. It's about happy tidings from them and arrival of good news. To see your friends saddened and troubled in your dream signifies sickness and distress upon them.
But they weren't saddened or troubled.
Yeah,
they
weren't sad or troubled. They just disappeared. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Lost. Let's see.
They all of a sudden. I was like by myself, and I couldn't find them, and I didn't know where I was, and it was like terrifying. It was so scary. I just didn't know. You know,
you're
it was
lonely.
Just so scary, and I never found them, and I woke up, and I was sweating, and I.
Wow.
I was scared.
Wow.
Well, when you're dreaming of being lost, sometimes it can indicate that you're lost in your life. Maybe something, a piece of your life is missing. That could include love, maybe your job, or your spiritual aspect of your life.
Yeah. Also, what I was thinking is possibly if your friends just disappeared, you could subconsciously be a little fearful of losing your friends. Or
that could be it, yeah.
Was there something in, you know, not necessarily the recent past, but even like in the past that could have been brought up subconsciously that your friends did to you that could have made you feel as if they were betraying you or going behind your back on something?
That makes a lot of sense because one of the friends that was with us did really hurt my feelings about 2 weeks earlier. They said something about me I found out about that really hurt me. So I was
sorry.
Okay, well,
I really, you know... Definitely. And also, I've been really worried about my grades, and my parents were hassling me about school, so I had that going on, too.
Okay, so stress. And you said that you like to hike a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently, where you are lost, you were still on the hill, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You were still, okay, yeah. Apparently,
yeah, I was up on the hill. Uh-huh.
Where you get lost, it holds the solution to your problem.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. So maybe you need to let yourself go. You know, find a medium that you can let go of your stress and, you know, with the grades and your friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's, Ariana, like that's actually very interesting. I did not know that. What did you say? Where you end up is the solution to your problem?
Where you are lost, yeah.
So if you're lost.
If you're lost on a beach, the beach could be a solution. If you're lost in an art studio, maybe art is your solution.
Oh, that's really cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. Do you want to tell the listeners that really quick? Because that actually is, like, quite cool. Like,
if you get lost, if you have a dream and you're lost, let's say you're lost.
Let's say you're lost
in a museum of ancient art, or you're lost in your house. Maybe,
uh-huh.
or your room, maybe.
Yeah.
It holds a solution to your problem.
Wow.
So, people, if you have, and Kathy, if you have or if you're lost and you feel insecure about
lonely,
anything in your
maybe.
Life, go to that spot.
Yeah.
Test it out. Why don't you test it out?
See if it's
actually real. That'd
yeah.
be cool. And then
Less
you guys can
goes.
Try it out. And then email me at dcsboarding514@aol.com. Or you can call in next Sunday between 1 and 2. the number is 323-203-0815. Kathy?
Yeah?
Do you want to tell us another dream?
No, that was it. That was pretty much it. And you guys helped me a lot. So I just wanted to thank you, Dave,
good.
And
well, no
Ariana.
Problem.
Thank you.
Thank you,
You're
Kathy,
so
for
welcome.
Calling in.
You help me out a lot.
Oh, well, great. That's our job.
Have a great day.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Kathy, thank you very much. You're a sweetheart. You know, we're always here. We're always here for you.
That's interesting. That was a cool dream.
That was a cool dream. That was a very cool dream. I think that if... I'm still a little, like, focused on... That's really cool.
When you're lost.
Yeah, yeah. When you're lost. Because if you think about it, like, and the way, like, the mind works, like, if you're lost... If you're lost somewhere in a dream, that's where, like, you should go to, like, relieve of your stress or, like, to find an answer, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
A friend of mine used to say we would be driving in his car in the Sequoias, actually, so kind of like a giant area.
Very cool.
And it's very easy to get lost. And he used to say, we'd be like, do you know where we are? Are we lost? He'd be like, no, I never get lost. I just don't know where I am. I just thought that was funny.
That's pretty cool. No, that actually is, I will agree with that statement, because when you're lost, that's
it's
when...
almost psychological, like you're... Exactly. Lonely, possibly. You know.
Exactly. It's all in the way you word it. When you're lost, it's like when you literally admit to like being lost, it's kind of like a...
cry for help?
Yeah, it's one, a cry for help. Two, you've given up.
Yeah.
You know, you're lost.
Right. You're like,
I don't know.
Oh, crap.
And another thing, not even are you lost, but if you look at the other context of the word as lost, mm-hmm. like you lose.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So
you could be searching for something that you've lost, possibly like a part of yourself.
Exactly.
And then that goes back to where you get lost in.
Yeah.
The hole is a solution to your problem. So you're lost, meaning that you're looking for something, but you have no idea how to get to it.
Yeah, there you go.
When you just don't know where you are.
Oh, touche. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When you just don't know where you are, then that leaves the entire world for you to find out
exactly.
where you need to be.
Yeah, you've got it under control. You're in, you know.
Yeah. Wait, did that just make sense?
I think so.
Yeah. If you don't know, if you just don't know where you are, then that leaves the entire world to find out where you need to be.
Yeah, because, well, if you're actually lost, then you've given up, like you said. But
yeah.
If you just don't know where you are, then I think that you're accepting the possibilities of where you could find it.
Very nice. Touche.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, I think along with just not knowing where you are, you know, that could leave so many open doors for new experiences, you know.
Exactly.
Taking the wrong turn isn't always a wrong turn.
Oh, definitely not.
You know?
Everything happens for a reason.
It's just another experience.
Yeah, totally.
Speak about experiences. I'd like to move on to another aspect of the show that I want to talk about today. I'd like to talk about kind of like your beliefs in like the universe and like kind of your... basically, your beliefs regarding the universe and spiritual aspect of life. Kind of, not necessarily religion, but just like how the world works. Not even the world, how everything works. Kind of that universal flow of life. Yeah.
Even if you're taught like a certain religion and you're taught to believe a certain thing, you probably have your own ideas, your own interpretation of that, you know? And that's what we're talking about, like what
right.
you really believe.
Right. Ariana.
David.
Tell us... here, I'll give you... That's too general. Let's see. How do you think, like, what do you think controls the flow of life? For example, do you believe in everything happens for a reason?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you think controls that? What do you think necessarily is the fuel to that?
Well, to be honest, when I was a kid, I used to believe, like, whenever people would... I didn't actually... believe in a God. I was never taught a religion. Very open childhood. Whenever people would mention the word God, I would think of a man who had longish, not like super long, but like kind of short, long brown hair.
Yeah.
He had a green.
He had brown hair.
Yeah, yeah. He had brown hair, but like you couldn't really tell. It wasn't like vivid color.
Right.
It was just dark and
it was just your mind's image,
right? Yeah. And I knew that it was brown, and he had like. Greenish and bluish, dark blue skin color. His eyes were closed, and he was sitting cross-legged in what seemed to be like a white robe. And he blended in with the stars and the night sky.
That's
and
really
I
cool.
always envisioned him really, really big.
That's really cool.
Sitting like above the earth. And I kind of, as I've grown older, I've taken that image to just be like a general idea of what kind of controls everything. It's, it seems to me it's like invisible.
Right.
It's like an invisible hand. It's kind of like taking things and shaping them, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But like a little force behind everything that just kind of makes sense. And when I think of that force, I think of the stars a lot. Just like the emptiness or the, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
look up into the night sky. Like that.
It's mystical.
It's very mystical.
Yeah.
Magical.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I think that's really cool, like your image of God with like your brown hair, and I find that really funny. Usually when somebody says image of God, they say, oh, white hair, white gown, like, you know.
Yeah,
Morgan Freeman. No, I'm like, just kidding.
It was like a childhood thing, and I find it interesting. I was talking about this the other day actually with my parents. I find it interesting children's like image and a view of certain things, you know, especially religion. That's an interesting aspect.
That's cool. I have another question for you. Do you think that you have complete power over your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain.
Okay. It's more than just like the physical, like if I'm going to walk through the store, I'm going to walk through the store.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's your mindset, I think. And, it's more like if you put a certain feeling into something, positive or negative, then that will manifest and make it real.
This is true.
That's kind of, I believe that it's all your state of mind. It's everything that you think while going into something.
This is true. I believe that as human beings, we manifest, every single moment in our entire lives, whether we consciously or subconsciously manifest it, we are manifesting it. We actually have a call.
Really?
We'll answer the call, yeah.
Sweet.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who is this?
Oh, it's Dusty.
How's it going, Dusty?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I've been listening, and I love what you're doing. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does the show have like a Facebook?
You can go on latalkradio.com. And download the shows. You can scroll down to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. And it's on Channel 1.
Okay. And it's okay if I come on your Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
That's totally cool. Just search David Cohen on Facebook. And David Cohen, Calabasas High School, and you'll find me. You can email me. I'll email you back, or I'll talk to you on the air, whatever you want.
Message Facebook.
Yeah, message. Facebook message me. You can email me on my email. Do whatever.
What's your email? Okay, so I'm just going to come on your Facebook, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, all over it. I'm going to come on it.
That sounds good, Dusty.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Dusty, for coming on my Facebook. That's very nice. I'd okay. also like to thank Dusty for being very mature. And he can what? I wonder how old Dusty is. I don't know. Dusty sounded like a mature guy.
He did sound like a mature guy.
Yeah, he sounded like he wasn't referring to anything sexual when he was saying coming on my Facebook, coming all over my Facebook. But hey, that's totally cool. Dusty, hit me up, dude. I'd like to kick it, you know? We can come on each other's Facebooks, whatever. So back to the topic. I'd like to say about, like, we were talking about manifesting life and stuff. I truly do believe that we do manifest every single moment in our lives, like as human beings, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think
what? Where does God come in? That's a good question. I believe that God is, first of all, I believe that God is like the overall energy, the overall flow of the universe.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree completely.
I believe that it has the source, like the all-powerful source is just kind of like the creation, you know? Like the overall just existence, you know? And kind of the ability to have the experience. I refer to God as like the ability to have the experience, not necessarily the human experience, but along with that, like every thing, you know, like
animals, plants,
not even that, different planets, different universes, different solar systems that we don't even know about, you know?
Sure, yeah. We can't be the only living thing.
Oh, that's selfish.
Totally selfish.
to say that we're the only living beings in this universe, I would call completely selfish.
Oh, I agree. You know, maybe I've heard some kids talking about this. Maybe there's like different like universes that look exactly like ours.
Yeah.
But the human beings or whatever creatures they are jump from planet to planet.
Yeah.
So like in the next universe, there's a bunch of life on Saturn.
Yeah.
But we can't see it.
That's cool.
Isn't that cute?
That's cool. No, that's quite possibly. Why not? You know,
no,
like
why not?
Literally the universe is completely limitless.
Yeah. We have no idea where it came from. I mean, like the universe is, it's not like in a box. There's no doors to open to it coming from the outside. The universe is just there. Like it's just there.
No. just what we do know of is the Big Bang, but even before the Big Bang, you know,
where'd that come from?
There you go. You know, like what ignited the spark between the two molecules that,
where'd the molecules come from?
There you go.
I mean, it's totally,
it never
totally
ends,
limitless.
You know, but, you know, also, I'd like to give possibly a little tip for everybody, every single human being that is literally alive on this planet. You have the ability to bring anything into your life. You have the ability to, if you want, not necessarily want, but if you manifest and you really truly believe that you deserve or even, you know, truly deserve or want something, you can manifest it within your life. A good way of manifesting is meditating on it. What I like to do, and I promise you, I understand that I'm only 17 years old, which, you know, for some people would be like, oh, he's, you know, he's very young, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah,
you know,
hasn't had enough experience.
This is true. I have grown, I've figured things out through meditations. And I'm telling you, I promise you, this works. Write down what you want or what you believe you deserve on a piece of paper. Write it down. But when you write it down, hypothetically speaking, let's say let's say that you want a raise in your job, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you need more money to get along, you know, to live your life. Write down, literally, don't say, I want more, or I want a raise. Literally write down, thank you, God, for blessing me with a raise in my job. What this does is when you are already thanking, I know it sounds crazy. You're going to be like, wait, that didn't even happen yet. Why would I thank God for something he didn't even give me? Like, no. What this does is the universe reacts as like a mirror. Therefore, you put something out, it comes back. If you say, thank you, God, for doing this for me, thank you, God, for giving me the raise, then
it'll come back.
It'll come back to you, and literally, yeah. He's like, all right, thank you. There you go. You're thanking me, therefore, I bless it within your life. And meditate on it. You know, close your eyes, envision getting the raise, envision your boss coming up to you and being like, all right, you know, you worked hard, here's your raise. You know, and if you meditate on it, you put positive vibes, good vibrations, good energy into it, and you focus on manifesting it, you write it down, you know, you do some way where you physically, before it has even happened, can relate to the feeling, can relate to the experience of getting a raise, then you will manifest it in your life. And that goes for anything, literally anything in the entire life. But there does come a line with free will. Free will.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by free will? Basically, you can't, like, manifest, like, somebody to die.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, I don't like this person, I'm going to focus on them dying.
Like, thank you for killing them.
Yeah. Nah. What could happen, though, within the universe is, you know, things get, you could send out wrong messages, you know. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes it won't work.
Not necessarily that, just, like, sometimes you might get back the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, you might get back something that you didn't quite expect.
Right.
Just don't wish pain on other people.
That's just wrong, man.
It's just not cool. It's not cool, dude.
Yeah, or if you if you're depressed, if you're sad about something, and you want to overcome a certain feeling, you can meditate on that too. Like recently, I was a bit depressed. Not quite sure why, but I had just gotten back from a trip, an amazing trip to the Sequoias, and I had just gotten used to the lifestyle of living in the wild. And I come back, and all of a sudden I have to do SAT work, and everything's just so like, oh, society, you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not ready for this. I don't like this. And so I was a little bit upset for a certain period of time, and I decided to meditate on it. And it worked.
Yeah.
I cleared my head, and I thought of good feelings. Mm. I didn't necessarily say thank you for making me better.
No, yeah. Yeah.
But I said thank you for this life. Like, thank you for all the good things in my life, for like the good feelings, the positive feelings, and I focused on positive feelings, and it came back to me, and hey, look, I'm fine.
Well, that's very good. Yeah, like, you don't necessarily need to say, like, thank you for everything. Right. I'm just saying, like, when manifesting, it helps. But no, I find that beautiful that you, you know, you come back and, you know, you're kind of distressed, kind of still not in the whole mood to, like, get back into the flow of society.
Right, and it proves to me that you do kind of have control over your life, and yeah, it is all about your state of mind.
No, it completely is, yeah. Okay. For the people that are listening that can grasp this concept, we are not human beings in spiritual experiences. We are spiritual beings in human experiences.
I love that quote. Like, that's beautiful.
No, it truly is a beautiful quote. I heard this from my dear friend Aiden, who is a regular on the show. And he actually could not be with us right now. But Aiden, I'd like to thank you for that. That quote has influenced me, and hopefully I can spread it to other people, that I will influence them. But when you realize what that truly means, and when you grasp the concept, it will change your entire outview on life. It truly will. Well, guys, looks like we're coming to the end of the show. You have been listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Mm-hmm. And today we talked about dreams, we talked about analyzing dreams, yeah, you know, spiritual things. We kind of switched up the show today. I'd like to thank the beautiful Ariana.
Thank you, David.
Hey, it's my pleasure. If you guys would like to talk to me, ask me any questions, email me, please feel free to do so at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING 514, at AOL.com. And just to let you guys know, we ran out of time for the cake test today, but next week, next Sunday from 1 to 2, we will be going over the cake test, which is a personality test.
So much fun.
Have more about that for you guys later.
Oh, goody.
Thank you guys all for listening.
Thanks, guys.
You've been wonderful. I love you all.
Thanks for calling in. Dusty.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty, for your words of wisdom. What a guy. And thank you very much, Christy.
Kathy?
Was it Kathy? Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy.
Sorry, Kathy.
My memory. Not very good. All right, guys. You have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful week. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye. Tonight.
thousand watts of sound. But I see you.